Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norel. Thank you for being an ongoing sponsor to the show. We appreciate your support. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
For sure. Thanks. My name is Anita Smeltzer, and I own House of Reverie Designs by Anita. And I do a lot of upcycling and refinishing and furniture. I also dabble in paint project parties, and we do faux finishes, window painting, chalkboard art, you name it. We're into it.
Okay, sure. Very cool. And I met you and bumped into you anyways this weekend. Yeah. You were down at the antique store. I forget the name of the place. We've been there so many times now.
Whoa. Sweet Antiques?
No. Boutique.
We were at the Thrifty Duchess.
Thank you, Thrifty Duchess. Are they both called, the downtown and Beacon Hill named the same thing?
So they're sister stores.
They are?
Yep. And okay. She owns the one up in Beacon Hill. She started first.
That's right.
And it is called the Thrifty Dutch Girl.
There we go. See, that's where I get them confused.
And I'm I think it's mainly more women up there.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And downtown, there's a lot of women stuff there, but you have some books, you have some home stuff, and there's a rack or two for
downtown. Yeah, the downtown one, she's really trying to broaden.
That's right.
So it's more family-based. It's great.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you were down there this Father's Day weekend doing some crafts.
Yes. So the first day, I was there for 2 days. The first day, I was just painting, and it was just kind of a way to reintroduce myself to the community. I'm going to be going at this more full force.
Yeah.
I actually met Janice, and she's the owner of both stores, and she's lovely. And I think we kind of are both passionate about reusing and recycling and that kind of thing. So we got to talking, and one of the ideas that she kind of talked about was having artisans on the patio.
Right.
So it's super cool idea.
Yeah.
And I was so honored to be able to be her first one. So that was super nice.
Yeah.
And we just kind of talked about it, and she just kind of gave me free rein.
Right.
She just said, do whatever. So I thought I'd bring some paint down. I only had 2 days. It was difficult for me to schlep all my stuff down. So I thought I'll bring a piece.
Right.
I'll paint it. And she ended up getting chairs painted while I was there. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it was great.
Yeah,
for sure.
So my little son did one of the projects that you had. So he painted a...
it was like a snail.
Yeah, snail. Thank you.
Yes.
So did you build those prior to? Where did you get those from?
Well, actually, it's just Dollarama has them.
Oh, okay.
And I'll go... But I normally go to... what's that place called up in Timberley? The craft store.
You're asking the wrong group of gentlemen here.
So anyways.
Kathy's Crafts?
Yes.
What?
Thank you, Tanner.
What?
See, he just pulled that out.
How did you know that?
It's literally the only craft store in town that I know the name of. So I just threw it out there.
Wow, Tanner.
And of course, you want to support local.
There you go.
So, so anyways, it just kind of was one of those things where we decided on the last minute, let's just grab a few things. So that's what we did. We were downtown. We grabbed them.
Right.
And just hoping that we'd have some kids and dads come in.
Yeah.
Because people don't know that I actually do paint parties for children as well.
That's right.
Where it's actually a project, not one that I buy per se. It's something that we kind of do together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. He loved it. And it was the perfect amount of time too. Like with kids of that age, like the time investment, I find a lot of individuals or a lot of things that I take him to, the people, the organizers, kind of misrepresent how long kids are going to be engaged for. It's either way too short or it's like way too long.
Yep.
And so it was the perfect little craft. He went in, he had fun, he was engaged, he focused, and then
he was done.
He was done. Yes. He was like, okay. And then he blew the little propeller on it, and he is still playing with it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. No, I think it's important that you kind of gauge it to their age. Mm-hmm. Some kidlets literally are like 2 minutes and they're, I'm done, you know? Right. And then there's some people that are really into the crafts, and then that's when we can kind of gauge to what they want.
Right, right.
Yeah, for sure.
So how long have you been doing this now?
Oh my gosh. So I've been artistic and painting probably since I was old enough to hold a pencil.
Okay.
I come from a line of artistic people. My mom, my uncle, they're very artistic. And also a love of antiques.
Okay.
So my mom, lots in her family, my Aunt Anne, huge fan of antiques, and I lived in Ontario for a little while, and she introduced me to, I mean, Ontario has amazing shops every place you go.
Right.
So that was kind of, you know, it was kind of the thing that I loved to do. My friends would go shopping for clothing, and I was looking at antiques when I was like 14, you know?
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so then you transitioned this into a business.
Yes, so it was kind of by accident.
The best type of business.
I know. Yeah. So I had had a business here for quite a few years.
Right.
I worked with Jackie Peden. You might know the family. They've been here a long time. And we were business partners, and we did quite a bit of mural work and stuff.
Okay.
But I had recently moved to Athabasca for a few years.
Okay.
And I had some time on my hands, and so... there is no garbage pickup in Athabasca when you live on the outskirts.
Okay.
So literally you have to go to the dump.
Right.
And there was actually a building there called Take It or Leave It.
Right.
And Isn't that the whole dump?
Yeah. well, sort of, but these people, some of them are older. I know. Don't you love them?
Killing it. Dad.
Yeah. Some of these people were like very frugal and didn't want to throw stuff away. So they would actually put it in this little tiny cabin. And I went in there one day thinking, well, I'll drop off some stuff, and I ended up coming home with more than I left.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so I started just painting for fun. I knew that there wasn't going to be really a huge need in Athabasca for mural work and chalkboard work and stuff like that, so I did this just out of boredom.
Right.
And then neighbors started popping over and saying, can you redo this for me and this? And
yeah.
So it just kind of took off from there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now you've decided to move back to Fort McMurray.
Yep.
After your stint down south.
Yes.
And so you brought like your creativity and your new business to Fort McMurray.
Yeah. So it's actually, it's a new name, a new everything.
Okay.
And so for the last year and a half, I've been kind of just dabbling, and I work a full-time job, and on my 7 days off I try to run this.
Right.
So it's a busy life, but on my 7 days off, if I'm painting and doing something creative, then it's,
and you're good to go.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about getting some like commercials, real estate. You're thinking about like having a storefront or a studio, I would call it, more than a storefront.
Yeah, it's kind of a workstation.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I've just recently acquired one, and it has like bay doors, and it's quite large. Mm-hmm. Big enough for some storage area for my clients to drop stuff off.
Right.
But big enough also that I can have my paint parties right in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm super stoked.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so when is that? When's the official or soft grand opening? When do you
think
that's
going to be?
Yeah,
well, I was hoping this month, but there's been so many things going on. So family has to kind of come first. So I'm sure you understand that.
And I
do. So I ended up deciding that I think July sometime will be a time when I can kind of get everything going. I was in there all day yesterday, and we'll
have to have us down there when you
would love to have you guys down there.
Cool.
Yes, for sure.
But listen, Tanner just gave me the signal that he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute.
Okay.
But before we get to those questions, we have an ad, so you and I are going to sit here in awkward silence for about 35 seconds.
Okay.
So, all right, awkward silence, Tanner. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. you need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. All right, and we're back, thankfully. This is the worst part of the show. I have to be quiet for that long.
I know, it's time for me too.
All right, so Tanner has his questions prepared for you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty, question number one. What has been your favorite thing that you've gotten to paint?
My favorite thing? Ooh, okay. There have been quite a few, so it's kind of hard to decide on that. I guess it just depends on what kind of genre I'm working in. I think mural work is probably one of the most favorite things that I like to do. I get to be more creative. And if someone can give me kind of like freedom to do what I want to do, then that's awesome. I was able to work with Melissa Hartigan, who is an amazing lady and a very talented designer.
Yeah.
And she kind of pulled me in last minute on the golf pro shop.
Okay.
So I did a wall in there for her.
Oh, beautiful.
And yeah, and it looks really, really good. And she was super happy with it, so I was able to work more with her. So it's, yeah, that's probably my fave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Question number two. What is your favorite story from one of your paint parties?
I don't know if I can repeat any of
them.
Most of them are ladies, and they have me in, and usually it's kind of a paint in night, so they all hang out or they cab home, and they'll have drinks, and you know, it's a good time. And I don't know, I think what kind of goes on at those parties has to stay at those parties.
There we go. I love it. It's like Vegas.
Well, I'm not as crazy as
Question number three. What is one piece of art that you've seen that inspires you to do art?
Oh,
nice question, Tanner.
Yeah, he's just pulling them out. One of my favorite artists, his name is Giovanni Tiepolo, and he does really kind of Renaissance-like art. It's beautiful. It's, I don't know, it just moves me and makes me feel like I want to paint, you know, like on an easel, like paint. So it just kind of gets your creative juices flowing. For sure.
Question number four. If you could live a day in the life of one animal, what would animal would that be?
Ooh.
Love it.
I know. It would either be a bird or an elephant.
Do you have a specific bird?
Actually, no, I don't. I think just the idea of freedom.
Yeah. What's with the elephant then? It's it's the
exact opposite. They're very majestic. And they're always family oriented. They're very, I don't know, there's just something about them that I love.
Okay.
And your final question. What is one thing about Fort McMurray that inspires you in your work?
Oh, it has to be the people. So, I mean, I've lived here since 1977. I've gone a couple times, but I've always, you know, that magnet pulls you back.
Right.
And I think the people here truly inspire me. I probably would get emotional talking about it, but I love that no matter what people are faced with, we always rise up.
Right.
And if someone's struggling, there's always someone there to pick it up. I personally feel like I'm an ambassador for my town.
Yeah.
And when somebody new comes, I really want to portray what I feel Fort McMurray represents.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And those have been your five questions.
There you Thanks, go. Tanner.
Killing it with those questions, bro.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah, I like the animal one.
I try to throw a weird one in here there that people aren't expecting.
That's right. We had we did a bunch of filming yesterday, and he was throwing some random questions in, and the guests were like, "What?" One guy literally stopped and said, "Like, that is so random." I was like, I know. Thank you.
that's you good. That's why you have them.
That's right. That's exactly
how you get them. I like to stump people. So
that's right.
You got to hit them with a weird question when they're not ready for it.
That's exactly it. So you have been here since 77.
Yes.
So that's amazing. The amount of, like, myself and Tanner, unicorns, we've we are born and raised here, both of us.
Right.
But it's great to hear and talk to people who've been here that long, because yes. everybody, when they hear about us, say, oh, you've seen so many changes, but you've really seen
a lot of the changes too. Totally. Yes. Yeah. I remember when it was just one road going to Thickwood. It was the dirt road.
That's right.
Access road. You know, I mean, and you had to pull over if someone was coming down.
That's right.
So, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot here.
So me and Tanner have a question that we ask all locals, and I think you're going to give us an answer that's going to be different for most. What high school did you go to here in Fort McMurray?
Oh, I was a comp girl.
Oh, no! I thought you were going to say, like, another school.
I knew what was coming.
Oh, that's why I should have known. Tanner's face was so arrogant there.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a minor, baby.
Okay. All right, I'm losing today.
Yeah.
I did pretty good yesterday. Yesterday we had a few Merck people here.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
All right, so you went to comp. That's
awesome. Well, I think Merck was actually built while I was going to high school.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Great. So, and you know Tanner's family.
Yes, very well.
Because when I picked him up this morning to bring to the studio, all of a sudden, all I heard was, oh my God. That's how you know people are excited.
Yeah.
When, like, they get, like, giddy.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, Jackie and her whole family, actually.
Yeah, because they've been here for a very long time.
They've been here forever.
Yes, yeah. 76.
Yeah, I think your grandparents owned the pop shop at one time.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
What's a pop shop?
Dad's pop shop. You've never heard of? You've never seen Dad's pop? Okay, so imagine
a pop shop,
right?
Yeah.
Where you go inside,
and
you can buy pop.
Yeah, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but it's just their brand, and it's all glass bottles, and they're in crates, and
it was
vintage.
But it's Dad's pop. Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this.
What?
So when I was a kid, I had a Dad's pop shop, the red crate where the bottles went in
That's
at my house.
Yeah.
And you've met my buddy, Pero.
Yeah.
Me and Pero, when we were, I'm going to say 6 or 7, started a radio station, a.k.a. a podcast. We recorded it. I found the tapes. And we called it POP Radio Station.
Oh, my gosh.
Fun facts.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. We've been connected even before we knew it.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Cool. We're going to delve into that on the Friday episode for sure.
I don't know much. I wasn't alive.
Oh, so. Yeah. Like, dude, I'm going to tell you everything.
Yeah. I'll let you know what I know, and it was mostly blackness.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. So, yeah, you've come and gone a few times to Fort McMurray, but it keeps bringing you back. That's great.
For sure.
And so what brought you back this time?
At the time I was married and he had changed jobs.
Okay.
And so he went from 7 and 7 to 5 and 2.
Okay.
And we were living on an acreage.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it was not conducive for us to, you know, it was too hard.
That's right.
So we ended up coming back and I'm still here. My son is 16. He'll be graduating.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, in a while. So in a year or so. So
where does he go to high school?
Yeah, it's not comp.
Yeah.
And so my plan is to kind of, you know, stick around. We'll see what happens. And you know.
Yeah, make it work.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, before I cut you loose, because Tanner just hit his watch, you were talking about a project that I find fascinating. You want to do art and talk to people.
Yes.
Flush that idea out for me, because my kid was done painting when.
Yeah.
I want to hear the end of that story.
Okay, so I feel like getting to know local artisans, especially in the last 2 years, there have been people, small businesses, popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around on Facebook or on any of the social media, you're seeing them. And a lot of them don't have a way or a voice. Mm-hmm. And so unless they go to you or I thought it would be fun to collaborate with some of them. And the program is going to be called Behind the Brush.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we are going to invite them into my workstation and work on a project together and discuss their business.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to, are you going to film it like this? Is it just going to be audio?
Oh, no.
How are you going to do
it? I don't have a Tanner. Nobody
does.
Nobody does.
That's right.
I got him.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
I know.
So this is just something for you to come and.
Yeah.
You're just going to chat with them.
Yeah. just hang out, have fun. Well, I mean, I could talk to the wall. So, I mean, you know, it'll just be fun, and it's a way for us to kind of help each other, grow each other's business. It's all about, it's all about supporting each other locally.
That's awesome. Okay, well, two things. When your storefront gets opened up,
yes,
please let us know. Myself and Tanner, we do on locations.
Oh, okay,
I would love to come down, and we can set up our cameras down there and talk to you and some other, like,
well,
your
if I
crew,
get to have Tanner
accent.
There, then that's
there you
golden.
Go.
I'll do
there
that
you
for
go.
Sure.
And then definitely let's flesh this idea out a little bit more and see how that'll all work out, because that sounds awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, listen, we're at the end of the show. Perfect. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A shameless plug.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say. Probably that the people that have been the sweetest to me in the last little while that I would love to talk about is Tabby and Mebo from Sweet Antiques, who have my paint in their store, and they literally help me whenever I need. And they are dear, dear friends. So 135 Fraser, if you want to go check out their shop, it's amazing. They are fabulous people. For sure, go.
And they have great honey.
Yes, they do have
they
great
do have
honey.
Great honey.
Yeah.
We were there, me and Tanner.
Oh, really?
It's the weirdest thing, especially like if like myself and Tanner, I don't think anybody would ever guess this, but we do road trips and we go travel and we film and we work and we party. And
not Tanner.
Yeah.
No, never actually. I just babysit Elliot.
Yeah, that's right. And a big component of our trips is we always go antiquing.
Get out. So that's another idea that I have coming.
Yeah. We always go antiquing and we look for certain things, maybe clothing or Hot Wheels or decorations. And so Tanner actually took me down to their store about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks. And
you haven't been.
It was my first time being there.
Oh my gosh.
And what's crazy about it is my wife, Ethna, who you met.
Yes.
Tutored their daughter all through high school.
Oh my gosh.
And so they're like, oh my. And so they knew who I was, and they through not only the show but through my wife. And anyways, and I've heard so much about them. I've had so much food from them over the years. I just didn't know about who they were. And beautiful people. Beautiful
they're
store.
Persian. They're lovely.
They are. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, you guys, for having me.
And I know that you're going to come back again and again and again.
Oh,
so
I'd love
I look
to.
Forward to it.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure. Thanks, Elliot.
Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?